thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for giving us an opportunity to speak to you. As you can see, we're here to talk about the community of records management professionals. I sometimes confuse that with practitioners, so forgive me if I use either word. It's something very new. It's what you call a new startup, and I think that's quite relevant given the previous talk. And it is for the community of records managers together. CORMP joins other communities in the New South Wales government. There are communities of ICT professionals, HR professionals, audit professionals, and change management professionals. And if I'm correct, our membership is now number two on the list. Okay. I get my script ready.
Yes,
I think it's Michelston. You are Michael.
We have a mission. Not quite the Mars mission, but I'll talk about that later, what we're doing at FACS. So we're coming together, a platform, it's a community. It does sound like a startup. And professionals, and it's about improving capabilities because we have to operate within a capability framework these days, and a strategic approach. And as we've seen earlier today, there's some massive undertakings in New South Wales at the moment. And at FACS, for example, we're launching a 4-year modernisation program. So we are very much in a science fiction mode, so moving into the future. We're talking about 2022 now, or where we'll be then. So there is a mission. This is very timely, this community coming together. I've been part of the ICT professionals community since 2014, because FACS was part of the establishment of that as well. And it's actually been very useful, very informative. I've learned an awful lot by being part of the ICT community. So I hope to sort of bring those learnings to this community, which is, I'm very happy, I'm very pleased it's arrived, Sally. So, thanks, mission. And we have a charter as well. It's all on paper, it's all online, we can send it to everybody. Adding value and generating improvements. And again, technologically, operationally, strategically, legally, we can go a long way now, I think, in the records management space. I'm old enough to remember talking about the paperless office in Moore Street, Liverpool, Department of Housing, in the year 1987, when they built the building that I'm now in Moore Street, Liverpool, because I'm back there 30 years later. And we still have paper, but we are dealing with it. And we are actually dealing with it much better now than we did in 1987. And of course, enhancing and sharing knowledge, no different to startups. It's all about sharing, engaging. Dealing with the barriers to information and knowledge, who can see what and when. So, and maybe making them a bit more permeable. I am more than happy to share our journey to Mars over the next 4 years, because it's going to take a long time to get there. And we don't know what we'll find when we get there. So it's also problem solving. I was part of the One TRIM program I presented earlier. We learned to solve problems, and I want to bring that into the community as well, and invite anyone who's got ideas. As I said to Peter earlier, there's no silly questions. There's a lot of silly answers out there, though, so I've got to deal with that. And access to events, resources, etc. And we've got some survey results that are going to give us some pathways into the future. Access.
So what are the benefits for the individuals within the community? Well, firstly, it's going to be access to resources and information. Now, I will hasten to say we are not going to duplicate things or reinvent wheels, because there are already very good sources of information out there. It is about networking with records, information and archives, thought leaders and colleagues. Dare I say, Michael is somewhat at the forefront of this in practice, and there are others in the room, right from junior research, master's research papers to about startups and people who have great experience in implementing records management practice in their organisation. So it's great to get the opportunity to share that, particularly with those who are. Many of the people I've met over the years are in the engine room, who are, you know, doing all the day-to-day things that have to be done, and really need an opportunity to be able to say, hey, has anybody done this, or how do you do that, or, you you know, it's just someone to talk to sometimes. There are mentoring opportunities, access to career development opportunities, and of course, it's free. Benefits for the workforce, increasing the professionalism and quality of practice within the sector. I guess that's what we all want to achieve. Leveraging knowledge to accelerate delivery of digital solutions, improving the ability to respond to records management issues, contemporary record keeping issues, maximising potential and productivity. I just want to go back to the first point again. Increasing the professionalism and quality of practice within the sector. That I see us reaching out again to those people who may not necessarily have formal qualifications in records management, but are practitioners in records management. And we need to be able to, as a community, help each other lift our game, which is always a good thing to do. Lift benefits for the sector, lift the profile of records information archive professionals in the sector, always a challenge. Contribute to building the capability of the sector to improve service delivery to customers. Provide a strategic forum and strengthen best practice. Provide opportunities for mobility across the sector, of course, within GSE guidelines.
Yes, apologies for that rogue bullet point on the previous slide. Technology. So we have actually got an advisory board, and I'm very pleased to be part of it. It has metropolitan and non-metropolitan members, so we're getting a broad view there. I think gender parity is man and female. Nice.
I think you're outnumbered. But...
Oh, oops. Okay. More gentlemen are invited onto the board at any time. We have met twice now, I think, given our busy schedules. We have the charter in terms of reference available to anyone who'd like to see it. And there has been a survey. Some of you may have been part of it, and the results are very, very interesting. And I have them here on paper today, which we could talk about shortly. So, and what's next? We do want to move forward with this, part of being a startup. We want to be agile, engaged, moving forward. Things happen very quickly these days. We'll review the results. I am heading up a subcommittee on communications. I am welcoming any input in how to communicate in this very busy, very noisy time. We find that at FACTS, that is our greatest challenge within FACTS, is communications. People want to know, but how to get the information to them in a timely fashion. So, and then engagement, that's the other part of it, reaching out and sharing. And I'm thinking beyond our borders, reaching out maybe ultimately internationally. In time. Because we are being approached within FACTS by people way beyond our borders. So we don't want to ignore those people, we want to engage with them. So we're already in discussion with our counterparts in New Zealand, for example, and they want to know what we're doing. So, and surveys, do we want to? We have a contact details.
Let's talk about surveys.
These have just arrived, and Peter's given me very good analysis, I completely agree. Email and blogs would appear to be the way people want to communicate. There's a lot of engagement, people are prepared to share, people want to see things, people want to read. I was trying to keep things short and sharp. But as I said, if people got ideas on how to communicate, we've got so much information to share, but just how to get it to people, and then how to engage. So maybe afterwards we can have a brief discussion. It's michael.king@facts.nsw.gov.au if you want to come to me, or straight to the community itself. That'll be the secretariat functions are managed through State Archives. So thanks to State Archives for that. Management of the blog will be through State Archives. We will discuss that. We will set up a startup for that as well. If anyone wants to be part of that startup, please come along. I do like my coffee, so we can do it over coffees. So we can be completely agile, just bringing a mug. So we don't need offices. We actually have that principle in FACTS. We are going totally agile very quickly. So any input from anyone who's in the agile space is very welcome, and we'll share that back out again. So the results were interesting. I assume people would like to see the survey results. It's all yours.
Thanks. I just wanted to make one other comment about the results, and that there were a lot of suggestions that came in, and we will take that to the advisory board and try and collate those into like groups, and to make sense out of things, for example, where people are asking for what is information that's already available at state records versus other information that or experiences that people want to share. Once we've done that, we will then share those results with everyone who is a member, and ask them for their input into what they see as the priorities for the advisory board to assign people to get that work underway. We're trying to be, as I always am, slightly structured, definitely agile, but trying to make sure that we add value to what is the community of records management professionals. Thank you for hearing us.